Blog Talk Radio.
Jean-Luc, Geordi Specs, mysteries on the holodecks, asteroids, triple droids, telepathic betazoids, transporter, deadly claw, visitor from L.A. Law, photons, no Kirk, captain has gone berserk, shuttlecraft, Counselor Troy, Dr. Crusher's little boy, Klingon rights, parasites, new heights, phaser fights, Data's head, Tasha's dead, Riker's hanging by a thread, celebration, transformations, everyone to battle stations!
Next generation on your favorite station. We will start the series, but when we are gone, it will feel beyond. We will start the series. It's the next generation on your favorite station. We will start the series.
Good evening, everybody. It's Uncle Jim here with another show of Trek Talking and Beyond. Our regular show that we do on Thursday night was canceled due to the fact that that is Thanksgiving. So I decided to do a special show on Super Megafest, New England's Comic-Con. We just came back. It was Saturday and Sunday, November 21st and 22nd. It was held at the Sheraton Framingham Hotel and Convention Center in Massachusetts. And let me tell you, it was a blast. It was a lot of fun. If you're looking for a convention to go to and just kind of hang out, this is the place. There was, let me open up the program book here and let you know, give you an idea of what goes on at this convention. As far as guests, they had the Dukes of Hazzard, Tom Wombat, John Schneider, and Catherine Bach. They were there along with the General Lee, posing for pictures, signing autographs, hanging out with the fans. Tatum O'Neill from the Bad News Bears was there. Michael Biehn from Aliens, and we're going to talk a little bit about Aliens 5 later on in the show. That's right, Aliens 5. Carol Spinney, who does Big Bird on Sesame Street, was also there. Christiana Loken, who played the T-X in Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines, was there. I got a chance to hang out with her for a little bit. She was awesome. Peter Tork of Monkey's fame was there. Addie Miller, who played the little girl zombie with the teddy bear in the first episode of The Walking Dead. Judith Hogue, April O'Neil from the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie. Leif Tilden, who played Raphael, and Michael Sisti, who played Michelangelo. They wore the costumes. They did not do the voices. Nichelle Nichols, of course, Star Trek fame. Michael Winslow, who was the sound effects guy in Police Academy, as well as Spaceballs. He also did the voices of the Gremlins. And that's not all. They also had, let me see here, Jerry Yester and Stephen Boone of The Loving Spoonful, and Gary DiCarlo, who did that song, Na 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 Na, Hey Hey, Goodbye. That was a great song. And they played at the music festival, which was on Saturday night, which we'll talk about a little bit later. And let me see, who else was there? They had some wrestlers there, Mia St. John, Emily Anderson, and Valerie Cormier, whom I didn't get a chance to hook up with. But let's just say that Super Mega Fest is a really good convention. It's a lot of fun. It's definitely worth the trip to go to. The hotel was beautiful. The staff was awesome. They had this incredible breakfast buffet, which, you know, was more food than you could possibly eat. And it was a lot of fun. And who do we have on the line?
This is me, Jim.
It's you. You called. Awesome.
This is Victoria Vine. Good job.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm outstanding. I'm just talking about Super Mega Fest and what a great time that we had there. The cosplayers, we were only there on Saturday, so we left. We didn't get a chance to hook up with you, unfortunately. I looked and looked and looked and looked and looked high and low. I couldn't find you, but that's okay. But the cosplay that they had at Super Mega Fest this year was just awesome.
Oh, it was incredible. I mean, I don't know if you saw, usually they try to get the cosplayers together at some time after 2 o'clock on Saturday, because one of the things that's really great about this hotel is it kind of looks like a castle and has vines on it, and right in this one spot, the lighting is fantastic, and it's a great place. So I know a number of people have that as their cover photo on Facebook now, and it just shows you how many people attend this, the awesome variety of cosplayers. It's wonderful.
It was incredible. Mm-hmm. I never saw so many awesome costumes all in one place. Actually, that's one of the main reasons. If you're looking for a convention that you want to go to, you definitely have to go to Super Mega Fest. The cosplayers are just out of this world. They're professionals. They look, some of these people could step into a movie. They look
easily.
That good. I mean,
yeah,
they're,
and one of the things about, yeah, one of the things about some of my friends, they are so into cosplaying that, you know, one of my friends came as, she was Penny Lane on Friday night, and then she had another costume in the morning on Sunday. I don't know who that was. And then she was Lilu from the Fifth Element later in the day. And then even later in the day, she was one of the characters, along with several of her friends, doing some of those people from Hunger Games. So she was the woman who says, "And may the odds always be with you." And other friends did, you know, some of the participants in the game and some of the other announcers. And it's just wonderful because not only do they do, they may do up to 5-6 cosplays. You know, there's such talent and creativity in these people that I meet, especially at Super Mega Fest.
Now, we were waiting in line to get into the Come Together Music Festival, which is on Saturday night. And we were waiting there, and there was a lady, let me go back a little bit. Last year, this is my fourth year attending Super Mega Fest. We go every year.
Great.
Awesome.
It's my second. But you
Your
know
second.
This because I met up with you last year after so many years of not having seen you. So it's an awesome place to meet people who are really into doing this science fiction, Star Trek fantasy, all the cosplay stuff, anime.
And I'm glad that you mentioned that because that's a great segue for what I was about to say. I haven't seen you in quite a long time.
Yeah.
And last year at Super Mega Fest, we bumped into each other.
Yeah.
It was destiny.
Yes,
you meet some great, great, great people at these things. And this year we were standing in line at the Come Together Music Festival, and we were just talking. And the lady standing in front of us, whose name I can't remember, she was from Minnesota.
Wow.
She saw the convention online. She bought tickets, got a hotel room, got airline tickets, flew into Boston Airport, got a car, drove an hour to the hotel, and her kids said she was crazy. They said, "You're turning into a geek, Mom." And she was all excited. She had a blast, and she said she definitely wants to come back, and it was worth every dollar she spent. And these are the type of people you run into at these things. In fact, I met a friend of yours named David, who I think is totally awesome.
Yes, yes. And it's really neat because what's interesting is one of the conventions that I'd gone to last year, which is a little earlier than this convention, I did not attend it again this year, but it was there that I had met what I'm really into right now, and that's piloting. So I had met the Pirates of the Cape and the Rogues Armada. They're part of all this pirating stuff going on. And it was then that I said, I've always wanted to do the pirating thing, and they said they were going to be at Super Mega Fest, and that was the main reason I wanted to go. And that's when I got to meet, you know, like you said, my friend Dave the Pirate. And it's now been a year since I've known these awesome groups of pirates, and now I'm actually officially a pirate. Just this past summer, I'm actually a part of an official crew now.
Well, you were always part of our official crew. Don't forget that.
Well, I know that. I mean, I love doing all the Star Trek stuff that we did years ago. It was fantastic.
And David, I met him briefly down at the breakfast buffet, and I immediately liked him. He's just a likable guy. He's friendly, sincere. He seems just honest and nice. He's just a likable guy. And
yeah,
we had so much in common. We were talking about Eddie Murphy and the Golden Child. And the floating eye from Big Trouble in Little China,
right.
The Thing. And so I friended him on Facebook and reminded him who I was. I sent him the I Want the Knife video so
awesome.
He'd know who I was.
Mm-hmm.
And he friended me. So
right.
Somebody else that I met at the convention. So, you know, these conventions are definitely, you know, you hear people talk about how geeky they are and all these weirdos that go to these
your
things.
Thing, that's your robe. You're going to find, you know, you walk in, and I've done that. I walk in and go, I belong here. I'm home. These are creative, highly intelligent people who are into the science fiction, the comedy, you know, and I'm accepted. And a lot of them are very accepting individuals. You know, they've had rough times growing up in school and whatnot, being called nerds and geeks. And this is where we get to hang out together, and this is our place.
And we get to make fun of the normal people.
Exactly.
I'm always busting on Karen. We'll go to a show, and I'll say, you're not going to wear that. You're going to embarrass me. Put on a Star Trek shirt or something. Don't wear that nerdy-looking shirt.
Yeah.
It's just so much fun. You can walk up to anybody and start up a conversation.
Yes.
I mean, and something that I noticed about this convention, which is nice for a change, way back when we were doing conventions in Albany, you would see Star Trek conventions, and you would see Star Trek people and Klingons and Romulans and Borg all over the place. Well, that has kind of died off, and I'm genuinely surprised when I see somebody in a Star Trek costume at any convention that I attend. I always make it a point to go up to them and tell them how much I like their costume and how nice it is to see someone remember Star Trek, because Star Trek made all of this possible.
Yeah.
Well, at Super Mega Fest, I couldn't possibly have said hello to everybody I saw in a Star Trek uniform.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. And even one of my friends who does a lot of different cosplays, Calvin, this year he did Captain Kirk. And it was really neat, you know. And even one of the things that's really cool too is, you know, a lot of the cosplayers, they're going to try to take on, you know, cosplay these. It's costume and play. So what's really neat is he's got the costume on and he's, you know, watched Star Trek. So when he's doing the posing for the pictures, he's trying to emulate some of those classic Captain Kirk poses too. So it's just awesome.
And this actually, my daughter Jamie went as a pirate this time. She's been breaking it in at these little conventions that we've been going to locally. But this was the first time she went to a big, full out, huge convention in her pirate outfit, and she had a blast.
Great. That's great.
People asking her for pictures and stuff, and
right.
She just loves the attention.
Right. And that's the thing. What I like about Super Mega Fest is that it's, you know, Boston Comic Con and, geez, New York City Comic Con, those are gigantic, and it's hard to move in those. But I think this is like right in the middle, you know, where it's definitely a happening place. But there's still room to move, and, you know, you're still going to see your friends here and there. But like you said, you may see them at breakfast, but everybody, there's so much to do and so much to see and hang out with your friends. And, you know, I would recommend it. It is the best convention, really, to go to. I have the most fun at that.
It is. And anybody that's listening now, if you want to call and share your experience at Super Mega Fest or any other convention you may have attended, you can give us a call right now, 668. Oh, God, excuse me. I'm sorry. 646-668-2433, and you can chat with us. Anyways, at Super Mega Fest, I ran into you down at breakfast, the breakfast buffet, which was just to die for.
Oh, it was great.
If you didn't
I went into food coma with that.
I mean, that's where I got a chance to meet David, the pirate.
Yeah.
And we were eating our breakfast right next to you, and the TX Terminator walked in and sat down right next to us and had breakfast.
Right. Yeah, you recognized her when you showed me the picture in the Super Mega Fest schedule. I said, "Yeah, that is her."
Yeah, and when we went to meet her, Jamie was totally amazed that she was eating breakfast, and she says, "Well, you know, we do eat, you know."
It's nice when, you know, they come down and hang with the crowd, you know, and you find out that these people who are in the movies, it's really nice, just down to earth and just regular people. That's really nice.
And they are. I mean, we rode down on the elevator with Michael Biehn from Aliens. And so, I mean, they're... And that's what's nice about Super Mega Fest. You will see these people just wandering around the hotel.
Exactly.
In fact,
exactly.
Last year, we were getting on the elevator, and Danny Glover. You know,
wow.
When you get off the elevator, if you take the main lobby elevator.
Yes.
And
right
when you go up and you get off, there, it's kind of like a T. There's like four hallways branching off or up there.
Right.
Danny Glover was walking around up there saying that he was lost and he couldn't find his room. Like, well, what's your room number? And he's like, oh, 635. It's right down there. And he, you know, and
right.
off he went. I mean, you know, it's a feeling of family.
Yeah, that is exactly what I feel there too. You know, I go there and, you know, these friends that I met last year, Boston Comic Con, at Rhode Island Comic Con, Mega Fest, New York City Comic Con, you know, we see each other at these different places and, you know, you get to know each other, friend each other on Facebook and you start, you know, knowing more about each other's lives and becoming involved and supportive of each other. It's a wonderful thing. And like you said, speaking of, you know, meeting stars, you know, one of the reasons that I had definitely made it a point to come to this particular Super Mega Fest is, like I said, I'm into the pirating thing and with the Rogues Armada, and our Captain Jack, because Kevin McNally, who plays Mr. Gibbs in the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, was going to be there. So we were able to, he set it all up and everything, our Captain Jack, he set it all up, and, you know, we inducted Kevin McNally, Mr. Gibbs, as an honorary member into the Rogues Armada. And we got a group photo with him. We got all the permission beforehand and everything. Nice, sweet, you know, down-to-earth guy once again. Hugged everybody. And, I got a kiss on the cheek. That was pretty cool.
For people that are listening that might not know, why don't we get a little plug for the Rogue? Why don't you tell people how and where they can find information on the Rogues Armada if they're interested in joining or just finding out what kind of charitable events you guys are up to.
Right. Rogues Armada, it's R-O-G-U-E-S, I think there's an apostrophe, and then space, Armada, A-R-M-A-D-A. We're on Facebook. What our Captain Jack is trying to do is it's an armada, which an armada is a collection of different pirate crews. So if you know, we have members over in England, you know, Mexico, Canada, the U.S., and what this is like a networking resource so that if you have different, you know, pirate events going on in the world or want to know what pirate events are going on in the world, you can get on Facebook and take a look at Rogues Armada. And, you know, just take a look at what kind of stuff's posted in there. As far as it goes, some of the other, you know, even Rogues Armada, they do birthday parties, charity events. I think this year we didn't have a table, but last year we did. And what we do is we support the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. That's one of the main ones we do. And a lot of the other pirate groups, like I said, I'm officially part of a pirate group as well. So, you know, I'm with the Wolves of the Sea. So we are also a subset of the Rogues Armada. So when they go out and do stuff, a lot of times they say, hey, we're going to pitch in and we're going to help out at this event with you. And it's really awesome. So, like I said, they're right on Facebook, and you can take a look at them. And, you know, it's like I said, it's once again a family thing if you're into pirating. You know, there's all kinds of stuff to do. And I know they do stuff, too, for Fenway or something. There's some baseball stuff. So they'll do, like, they did golfing one year for the veterans. There was some kind of golfing charity event. They do stuff with there's a local baseball thing. And I know that, you know, like I said, if you take a look at the Facebook page, I'm sure it'll tell you more. And if you had any questions, just put them out there. And they'd be, I'm sure, more than happy to answer them. Really cool stuff. Like I said, you know, so I'm so excited because this past summer they did the Tall Ships Challenges Atlantic Coast was going on. And what this is there's a lot of masted ships that are replicas or, you know, more modern ones that are operating in the world today. So I was in Portland, Maine, and I was in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And, you know, definitely with the Portsmouth, New Hampshire one, that was an entire charity event where I know that we were invited to attend. I was with the Northeast Buccaneers with that one, and also some of the Rogues Armada were there as well. They headlined the Armada. It'd be Captain Jack and Molly.
Now, at Super Mega Fest, mm-hmm. not this year, but last year,
right.
you guys had an entire room.
Yeah, we had a room.
Not just a table, but you had an entire room set up with a treasure chest and some skeletons and
yes.
a whole bunch
yeah.
of stuff.
Yeah, and if you go online and, say, take a look at the, you know, Rogues Armada photos, Pirates of the Cape, that's another group, Pirates of the Cape photos. If you take a look down in there on Facebook at those, yeah, we had a whole room. I don't remember who made up, but somebody made up a replica of the treasure chest from the first movie, the first Aztec gold treasure chest. We had gold and cups, and another one of the members of the Rose Armada, Commodore Weirdbeard, Ashton Adams. He does his own leather work. He does, you know, he does work, commissioned work, you know, for pirate hats and baldricks and holsters and bracers and you name it. He has made some really awesome stuff. So some of his wares downstairs. We have the Dana-Farber Institute donation box set up and everything. And then we also had a jail. So if you wanted to have your picture taken, you know, it was free of charge. You know, you just come down there and, you know, get behind the bars and we'd menace you with our swords and our pistols, just like the pirates would. And it was a fun time. And then, what was really awesome, too, is Captain Jack, what he would do is they would make balloon swords. And then they would do a little sword fighting with the kids, and they had a blast.
And you also had a Kraken down there as well.
The Kraken wasn't ours. The Kraken actually belonged to another pirating group that we see at different places. Yeah, so that wasn't ours.
Oh, because it was in your room.
Oh, was it in our room? Because I don't believe we we had something in our room. Because I thought you were talking about that big thing that people could sit inside of.
Yeah, wasn't that the Kraken?
Yeah, actually that belonged to a different pirate group. We did have, like you said, we had skeletons, we had the jail, we had a pillory. And then I know there was some kind of tall serpent-like monster, I think it was purplish, against one of the pillars inside the room, one of the, you know, supports. But, yeah, there actually was some kind of Kraken thing. It was kind of soft and plushy. You could sit in it for photos, but that belonged to a different pirate group. If that's
well, suffice it to say, if you're looking for some fun and you guys want to hang out, it's Super Mega Fest all the way.
The hotel is great.
The hotel is beautiful, and they give mm-hmm. you a convention rate of $113 a night, I think it was.
It's exactly right, $113, and I mean, you get a it's great. You know, the beds are great. The showers are hot. You know, you get a giant TV. Like you said, they got decent food and they're for breakfast and everything. And even the little cafes got decent sandwich wraps and stuff. Yeah.
And this year they did something different. They actually had a barbecue out in front.
Yes, they did.
They didn't do that last year. This was the first year they had a barbecue, so you could go out. They had hamburgers and hot dogs and chips and macaroni salad.
Grilled chicken. Yep.
So you could actually go out to the barbecue, which was brand new this year. And while you were at the barbecue, waiting for them to cook up your chicken, you could check out the original Batmobile, the kit car, or the General Lee. They were all there.
Oh, they also had a Knight Rider car, didn't they?
I think yes, they did.
Yes.
Knight Rider.
Okay.
So
right.
There's plenty of stuff going on at the show, and it's definitely family friendly.
Oh, for sure.
So, you know, if you have a family, definitely bring them. It's a lot. I mean, the kids will be busy. And not only when you go into the convention, the upstairs is a huge dealer's room. Three or four rooms, I think, of just dealers that sell everything.
Oh yeah,
great
variety.
I mean, you can get vampire fangs. You can get T-shirts. You can get models. You can get toys. And I'm talking about everything from obscure stuff to, you know, common stuff. I mean.
Right.
If you can't find it there, you don't need it, basically.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
comic
even had
book.
Anime plushies, and then they have cookie cutters. There was some guy with some kind of thing. If you gave him an image, he could make a cookie cutter out of it. That was pretty different.
And jewelry.
Jewelry, you know, could be pirate skeleton jewelry. There was anime-type jewelry. Like chainmail type jewelry, all kinds of stuff. And then they had the one big room which had most of the comic books, you know, and they even had it down to, you know, it nicely organized with, you know, the different, you know, Silver Age, Golden Age comics, all that kind of stuff. And lots of people, you know, you walk by, they say, hey, how are you doing, stuff, very friendly atmosphere.
And that was only upstairs. They had a downstairs.
Right.
As well, and there was artists down there. They had Captain Jack's root beer or something. Who was that?
Wild Bill. Yeah, and
Wild
really
Bill.
Cool, yeah, what's really cool about them is they have a number of different mugs, and if you buy them at any place where they do their vending, if you keep that mug and you go back to them at some other venue, you only have to pay, you know, $5 for basically a refill on it. So your initial mug paint may cost, I think, $15 or $25, depending on, you know, if it's double-walled insulated or not. And then, you know, if you bring that mug, and it's a great mug to use for other beverages, bring it back to the convention, and, you know, you don't have to pay full price for the soda. And they've got so many flavors. It's just awesome.
And they are going to be at ChaseCon in April, too, so.
Oh, yeah, because they were at ChaseCon this past October. And, you know, really nice guys. I mean, the guy there, I don't remember what his name is, but every time he sees me, we say hi and everything. And, he, you know, no matter what I'm wearing, he loves me doing the pirating, and I've done Junko Inoshima, and, you know, he's like, wow. You know, so once again, you meet even the vendors and the different artists, and, you know, you get to know them. It's nice.
They're all, it's a great, great convention to go to. It's a lot of fun. It's well worth the money. The hotel is reasonably priced.
I
can't say enough good things about Super Mega Fest. I can't.
And that's the thing. I would even say this. If you've never been to a convention before, I would suggest go to this one first. It's always been a good experience from anybody I've ever talked to, and including both of my experiences. You know, it's definitely one that I want to keep going to.
We go, like I said, this is our fourth year. We don't plan on missing one, so for what that's worth.
Right.
But I was going to say, now that we've talked about how great the convention was, and this really... Mm-hmm. they have a, well, I didn't attend the Friday night party,
right.
But you did.
Oh, I did.
And what was the Friday night party all about?
Well, it was downstairs. It was a $25, you know, charge, even if you hadn't bought a ticket ahead of a time, because I was concerned about that because a friend of mine wanted to check it out. So, you know, I just gave him my $25. And they had a lot of different people. It was basically a type of a comedy show. They had an MC who kind of warmed things up and talked to the crowd and everything. And then they had, I'm going to say there was like, you know, it's like I'm not really good at relaying humor. A lot of people, you know, I've had some friends who could just totally remember this stuff. But, you know, a variety of different humorists came on. You know, I know there was three guys in the beginning. And then the one of the main people, I can't remember her name. I know your wife, Karen, likes her.
That's Nikki Luparelli.
Yeah, so it's like, I have to say, as far as it goes, it was entertaining and very different. So here's this lady who kind of looks like a very voluptuous Marilyn Monroe, and she's got this little, I don't remember if it was a ukulele or what it was. It was pink, and she played that, and then at one point, she's nice humor, funny stuff, and then she's, doing a hula hoop, and pulling kazoos out of her bra. Yeah, this part isn't really, you know, child-oriented, more adult humor, but it was a riot. And after having all those comics on, then we had the guy from the police academy, you know, the guy who does the sounds with his mouth, and it was just wild, because with the introductory music with him, he was making drum sounds, guitar sounds, harmonica sounds, bass sounds, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, he really does that stuff. And
I got to tell you, he's amazing.
He was wild.
We met him up upstairs on the autograph line. And I asked him, I said, do you really do all those sounds, or is it just mixed in later? And he didn't answer me at first. And sitting on the table was a gremlin from the movie Gremlin. And he started talking like a gremlin and doing all the gremlin effects. And, you know, he was barking like a dog. He was bleeping, tweeping, and sweeping, and I mean, the guy is amazing.
He's amazing.
I mean, when you see it on TV, that's one thing. But when you're standing in front of him and he's doing Pac-Man and this crazy stuff, you just crack up.
Yeah,
I mean, and he was a nice guy,
too.
Like,
how does he do that?
He was great. He was great. Now, the only drawback I can't talk up Super Mega Fest enough, but there are, you know, I am going to complain about a few things because...
There's two sides to everything, that's for sure. Nothing is 100%, you know. There's always something that could be a little better, or it was disappointing.
And I did contact Super Mega Fest. They asked me for my feedback. I gave it to them, but not before I told them how much I appreciate what they do, because I can speak from experience, people. Putting on a convention is a lot of work.
Lot. You've done it firsthand. You know.
I mean, you work your fingers to the bone, and nobody ever knows what you did behind the scenes, how hard you worked, what you went through. Nobody will ever know that.
No,
I do
exactly.
Because I've done it. So,
you know,
I want to give credit where credit is due. And before I said anything negative, I want to make sure that they realize how much I appreciate everything that they've done.
Right,
they did raise their prices.
In the area that fall flat totally, and well, you know, like you said, for the most part, everything's great.
They they raised their price this year,
right,
from what it was in the past, and you know, inflation. That's okay, but the Friday night party that you attended, I felt, and I told them that, you know, $28 to go to the convention and $25 to go to a comedy thing, I thought was a little bit expensive.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would agree with that.
I mean, for me and Karen and Jamie to go, that would have been an additional $75.
Yeah,
and
that really hurt.
I thought that was a bit expensive, and I told them that.
Yeah.
I said, I think your party was a little bit too much money for 3 hours. But I appreciate the fact that you did it, and you know, I'm just saying that I maybe more people would have attended if it was cheaper, or if it was included in the weekend package or something. I don't know what arrangements they made, but I just thought that was a little bit too much. So there was that. The other thing that I was a little bit disappointed is not the word, people. Don't get me wrong. Disappointed's not the right word.
Okay.
Because it was a blast, and I will go every year, irregardless. These are just like minor things to improve things a little bit. When you go into the autograph area, it's this huge room, and they put all the tables around the edges, and all the celebrities will sit at the tables. Well, there are no lines. You stand in the room. And, like, if you want to meet, Michael Winslow, you just have to go around the room and say, who are you waiting for? Who are you waiting for? Until you find someone that says, oh, Michael Winslow. And then you get behind that person. And then you're like lemmings. Because if that person, wherever that person goes, I'm going to follow that person. So if they walk off a cliff, I'm going right off with them.
Right.
And because it's just this giant room that everyone's standing in it, and there are no
lines. Yeah, everybody's milling about.
You're just standing around following the person in front of you and hoping they're going in the right place. And
where you want to go.
It's been that way for the past 4 years that we have gone. I don't see that changing anytime soon. But I did mention that to them, that they really should get some staff members. Because this year they started something different called the Speed Pass. Where
if you bought a deluxe
VIP weekend pass or something, you go right
to the head of the autograph line. Right.
Okay, now that sounds good in theory.
But where's
the line?
But
how do you go to the front of a line that doesn't exist?
Right.
I mean, where's the line? There's no line. We're just all standing around like cattle. There's no line.
They're milling about. Yeah, I have to say one of the things is, considering what you're talking about with the lines, Boston Comic Con, I know what they do is they actually had kind of like, some of those, like those tensor ribbon pole things that like I have at the banks and whatnot, just to give people an idea, here's, where you can mill about, and here's where the areas are to be in line to see the artists and the guests. So, yeah, and, for some people, part of the reason they go to these shows is they want to meet them, they want to get the autograph, and, I know it's much more appreciated when, they know they're where they're supposed to be and they're going to be able to, like you said, if I'm a VIP, how do I get to the head of the line, because I paid extra money for that benefit. You want to see those people getting that benefit.
Exactly. And when you're just milling around in this room, it's hard to there's no line.
Exactly. Because I know that when we went in there to do the Rogues Armada presentation to Kevin McNally, who portrays Mr. Gibbs in the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, we had a special appointment to see him and had it all made up. But I know when the 15 of us walked in there in our group, like you said, it was just people everywhere. There were no lines.
Go ahead. If you picture a giant square with tables on all sides of it and a door on one side and a door on the other, that's what you have. And there's celebrities on all sides. So no matter where you go, somebody's waiting to see somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And it can get confusing and it can get irritating for people that haven't done it before. And understand all
of that. Overwhelming and a bit anxiety provoking when you're like, am I in the right line? Why are these people in front of me? So like I said, I think that, something that could be done is the same kind of thing, where maybe they could have, like you said, some staff in there. And if they were able to set up some of those bank, a tensor ribbon markation devices. They could say, well, here's the area you can mill about, but if you're on this side of the tensor rod, you're in line to see so-and-so.
Right. They need to do something. What?
Right.
I don't know, but this is just constructive criticism, people. I'm not, just constructive criticism.
Right, exactly. And it's not like, I didn't hear from any of my friends that they were upset about any of it. Because some of my friends did go to see some of the other stars, and I didn't hear any negative feedback of any sort.
No, it's just if you've never done it, it can be overwhelming, it can be confusing, but if you ask enough people, you'll find out what they're waiting for. And when you find the person who's waiting for the person that you're waiting for, you just get behind them and follow them. Because they've asked the person in front of them the same question. And so we're all going to the same place,
Right.
And somebody will come up to you and ask you that question.
Right.
Who are you waiting for?
Right.
And then
in the meantime, you've made some new friends waiting and talking,
Right. You're standing online and you're talking and interacting with other people. And even though you're milling about in this giant area, you're still having a good time.
Exactly.
So, and the other thing that I think needs some improvement is the Saturday Night Come Together Music Festival.
Mm.
Now, this is included with your Saturday pass, and it starts at 9, and it goes till midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning. Now, being an old guy, by 11 o'clock, I'm worthless.
right.
But, And the first year we went, we had a blast. The second year, it was like, this is cool. Third year, I was like, wait a minute, what is this? And this year, I was like, wait a minute, we've seen this all before. Now, let me explain what I mean. The Nikki Lupirelli and the Gold Diggers will come on first. She will do David Bowie songs. She will do a whole set of David Bowie. Now, if you've never seen Nikki Lupirelli, she's like a Marilyn Monroe. She's got big boobs. She's pulling stuff out of her bra through the whole show.
Kazoos,
birds, cards, flasks with whiskey in it. I mean, that's what she does. And she's funny. She'll tell some jokes. She's a riot.
Right.
Now, I'm not a huge, huge Bowie fan. I mean, everybody knows a Bowie song. Come on. If you don't know a Bowie song, there's something wrong with you.
Right. There's something you should know.
But knowing a Bowie song and is one thing. Wanting to hear it over and over and over again, that's something else. Now, the first year we loved it. Then the second year it was like, this is cool. The third year I was like, wait a minute, didn't we see this before? And this year, I was like, we did. It's the same songs, David Bowie.
Oh.
And, she'll do Major Tom, Let's Dance, Rebel Rebel. She'll do them all. And
yeah,
they're
she
great.
Has a variety.
And
the
energy is
era.
There and everything. But after 4 years of seeing it, I'd like to see something different.
Different,
now,
right.
Having said that, the second group that comes on is a group called Loose Salute, and this is the guy that puts on the whole music festival. He sells records in the dealer's room. I don't know if you saw him.
No, I didn't. I didn't know.
Yep, there's an actual guy in the dealer's room who sells records and music memorabilia.
Wow.
And he's the leader of Loose Salute. Now, here's where you're going to think I'm going to dazzle you with my music knowledge. But don't let that dissuade you. I know nothing about. I'm just repeating what I've heard for 4 years in a row. Loose Salute was the second Michael Nesmith album that he produced before he joined the Monkees. This guy is so enamored with Michael Nesmith that he named his group Loose Salute after Michael Nesmith. And every year he does Michael Nesmith and Monkees music. Every year. Now, I'm not a huge Monkees fan, and I'm not a huge Michael Nesmith fan. So this part of the show put me to sleep. It really did. I was bored. I'm like, come on. Can't you play something real? I mean, at least Nikki was doing Bowie. What the hell are you playing? So
I'm not familiar enough
that.
To say anything.
But here's what happened. Here's what made it. they have musical guests that they invite to the show. Now, last year, it was the guy that actually sang for the Monkees. What's his name? Who's the lead singer? Davy Jones. Was it? Yeah, I think it was Davy Jones.
Davy Jones wasn't there last year. It was somebody else because he crashed my party. I was like, who is this person? I had no idea who he was, and he was one of the people from the Monkees. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yes.
Well, since my other friends wanted him there, it's like it was fine. Yeah, I threw a surprise party for one of my friends. It was his birthday, and I got together a surprise party, and I think it was Jimmy Hart. I'm like, who is this guy? And he goes, Jimmy Hart. And it's like, okay, they wanted him there. Apparently he's, I don't know if he's a wrestler or what he is. And then one of the Monkees guy, Dolenz. Was it Mickey Dolenz?
Yes, that was it.
You know, it's like, because like I said, the main reason I go to a lot of these things is to see my friends and to hang out and do the things we love. You know, some people go there for the stars. And, you know, I've never, you know, nothing against, you know, people, it's great. It's just not my main attraction. So I just didn't even know who this guy was.
Well, I'm not a huge Monkees fan. I know who they are.
Right, me either.
But I'm not going to go out on my, I wouldn't even know who they were if they were standing here in front of me.
Like I said, at my party, I didn't know who this guy was. Yep.
Jamie was sitting next to me, and she was really getting bored because upstairs they had they were having the punk show for the kids with the lights and the disco and the twerking and everything else. And she wanted to go up to that. The cosplay thing. And Jamie wanted to go to that. Well, so she's sitting there, Dad, I'm bored. This music sucks. Bah, 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 bah. Well, he comes out on stage. And when Loose Salute is doing the Monkees songs, they're not playing any of the Monkees stuff that you and I would know from the TV show. They're doing Monkees songs that I never heard because I never bought a Monkees album in my life.
Right.
I know, hey, we're the Monkees. Okay.
I know
but
that.
They're not doing that. Well, so when he came up on stage, the first song they did was a song that everybody knows from the Monkees. And it was Sleepy Jean.
Oh, yeah, by Sleepy Jean. Yeah, that's a good one.
Everybody knows that song.
Right.
And then their grand finale, we were sitting, Jamie almost knocked me over to run up to dance. Because they did I'm a Believer, the Shrek song.
Oh, my gosh!
Which was actually re-recorded by Smash Mouth, for the Shrek soundtrack, but it's the same song.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
When he started doing that, Jamie's like, Dad, it's the Shrek song. And she jumps right over the chair, knocks me over, goes up there and starts dancing with everybody.
Wow.
And so that was cool.
Right.
And then when that was over, they brought out a Beatles band. And it was another Beatles that did all Beatles songs.
Okay.
Now, they've done that same show with different guest stars, but the same show for 4 years
structure.
Now.
Yeah, they need to change it up, like you said. It's not horrible, but people who've been to the convention before, something needs to be done to get it fresh.
I mean, they have a different Beatles band every year, and they have different guests come up on the stage with them. This year they had Mickey Torque from the Monkees, and they had the guy from that did that song Na 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 Hey Hey Goodbye.
The original one. I mean, I don't know the members, but that original band was called Steam, but I don't know the members in the band.
Neither do I. But you know what they did do, which I thought was awesome, when they were doing their Michael Nesmith thing and Putting Me to Sleep. Somebody else, they did the song Soul Man, and they had this guy that was dressed up as Jim Belushi from the Blues Brothers come up on stage.
Awesome.
And he sang the song and was doing the Blues Brothers gig on stage.
Wow.
And I just thought, wow, now this is what I'm looking for. This is the energy. This is something new. And this is what I want to see, more of this.
Right.
And I was like,
I didn't get to see any of this, but yeah, I would have been jumping myself. I love the Blues Brothers versions. I love that movie. I love the energy of that song. Yeah.
And when it was over, I went and found the dude, and I shook his hand, and I told him what a great job he did, and how wonderful it was to see him up there.
Nice.
So the Come Together Music Festival is a lot of fun. If you've never been to it, you'll have a blast. But I recommended to them, I said, you really need to change it up a little bit more. Because this is the fourth year I've been here, and this is the fourth year I already know every song they're going to play before they play them.
Yeah.
So I really think you need to move it up a decade, maybe. Switch it up.
Switch it around. Do something a little different.
But the bands, the energy that they play with is incredible.
They're up
there jumping. They're having a good time. I mean, they're not just standing there going through the motions. I mean, they're having a good time. And it was a lot of fun. That's important. And the energy that there comes across, it's a lot of fun. And these people love what they're doing. I'm just saying, from my standpoint of going there 4 years in a row, that we need to see something different.
It's nothing new. Right.
I want to see the Blues Brothers up there, you know?
Yeah, that would be fantastic. I mean, the music in that movie, just great stuff.
But, you know, if those are the bad things that I could come up with, then you can imagine how awesome the convention really is.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, and these were just minor things. Now, something the convention has no control over, and I know this is something that you're probably not aware of because you like you just said, you don't go to meet the stars, but here's the thing.
No, I don't, right. That's not my main thing.
I went there, to hang out and have a good time, but I went there because I wanted to get Nichelle Nichols' autograph on my Star Trek The Motion Picture poster.
Right, yeah.
She just had a stroke, and I don't know how long we're going to have her. The original Star Trek fans are dropping like flies. There's not many left anymore.
Yeah, they're aging, so.
They're aging fast. Now, here's something that a lot of people probably are not aware of. Mm. When you go to a convention like this and you want to meet somebody, okay, people, brace yourselves. Nothing is free.
Oh, right.
And when I say nothing, I mean nothing.
Nothing.
Okay? If you want to take a picture, there's a fee. If you want an autograph, there's a fee. If you want a picture and an autograph, there's a fee. If you want a professional autograph at the autograph booth, there's a fee. If you want to have to take a picture with your cell phone, there's a fee. Something that people forget. And I understand that you love these characters so much that they're a part of your life and you feel like you know them.
Right.
And I understand that. I relate to that.
Right.
But these are people portraying a character and that's their job.
Exactly.
And they get paid to do their job.
Exactly.
And
they're working.
They're at work. Now, no one's going to call me up on a weekend and expect me to go up to the jail and fix something, and I'm just going to say, okay, great, and run up and do it for free.
Exactly.
So people lose sight of the fact that this is their job. Even though you go home and you watch Star Trek because you love it, and you recite all the lines, and you dress up as the characters, and for you, it's a release. It's fantasy for you. It's something you do for enjoyment, but for them, it's a job. And it's hard for fans to relate to the fact that this is their job and not their release, not their fantasy.
It's not their playtime. It's their work time. Yep.
And having said that, here's what happens. You go to a convention, and I'm going to use this convention as an example. There are different tiers of stars.
Yeah.
And I have noticed, and this is going to be one of my complaints. I'm going to complain right now. This is a gripe of mine.
Mm-hmm.
I have noticed in the past 4 years, when we went to the first Super Mega Fest, they were the bottom tier people were $20.
Okay.
And then it would creep up. And just to put that in perspective for people that have never been to one, when Carrie Fisher, I can't believe I need to tell you people who Carrie Fisher is, but Carrie Fisher, Princess Leia from Star Wars, was $60 for her autograph.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Christopher Lloyd. Now, who doesn't know Christopher Lloyd? Name a movie and he's probably in it. Okay,
right.
Back to the Future, The Addams Family, Star Trek III. Okay, Christopher Lloyd, $60. Okay,
right.
These are the top notch grade A actors, and
right.
Then it goes down from there. Okay,
right.
So you go and you meet Dirk Benedict, who played Starbuck on Battlestar Galactica, and he's 30. You know.
Yeah.
You go and you meet the zombie from The Walking Dead, and she's 10. And it can be anywhere in between there.
Yeah,
okay.
And sometimes it'll depend. Are you getting a picture? Are you getting a colored picture? Are you just getting an autograph? Each one of those will have a different price.
And they all have a different price. Now, when
yes.
I went to Super Mega Fest this year, I wanted to meet Nichelle Nichols. Now, I have, believe
yep.
it or not, I've met her dozens and dozens and dozens of times. However, here's something. All my years of running conventions, all my years of meeting her, guess what the one thing is I never asked her for?
The autograph.
An autograph. It never dawned on me, because I've met her so many times and seen her at so many conventions that it never dawned on me that one day she's not going to be here.
Right.
So having her just having had a stroke, I said, well, Karen, I gotta get her
right.
autograph once and for all. Now, when I walked in, she was $60.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, that's a lot more than I want to pay.
Right.
I don't want to pay $60 for her signature. I'm sorry. I think that's
yeah.
overpriced.
Yeah.
She's not Carrie Fisher. She's not Christopher Lloyd. And
right.
I know there's people that would argue with me of her importance, and
right.
I'm not going to
exactly.
get into that debate. It's a personal preference, but I personally
mm-hmm.
felt that was too much money to pay.
Mm.
And also, I thought that $30 to pay for the little girl with the teddy bear zombie from The Walking Dead was too much to pay as well. Because if
mm.
I don't know your name, if I got to ask you who you are, then
mm.
I shouldn't be paying for your autograph, honestly.
Right.
Now, Christina Loken, who was the TX Terminator,
right.
Terminator 3, the one that had breakfast next to us.
Right.
It was $20. And she was
wow.
awesome. She was totally awesome.
Yeah.
We went up
hmm.
to the table. We talked to her. She was telling us about Arnold Schwarzenegger, about, you know what it was like to be with him in a movie, and how they did the effects, and, you know, the whole nine yards. And she, you know, she shook our hands. She was smiling. She was happy. She was awesome and reasonable. Michael
right.
Winslow was $10.
Wow.
$10.
Right.
I went over to Tatum O'Neill's table. And Tatum O'Neill was talking to me about Bad News Bears and whatnot, which I loved as a movie when I was growing up.
Yeah, I remember those movies.
And she says to me, well, you know, how about an autograph and a picture? I
mm-hmm.
said, great, how much? And she said, $60. And I said, no, thank you, that's too much. And I walked away. Because, I work hard for my money.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You know, they throw out $60 like it's just like maybe that's what they pay for a manicure. I don't know.
Right.
But
I don't.
But for me, I have to put gas in my car to get there. I had to buy the tickets to the convention. We got to
right.
buy food while we're there. I
yep.
have to pay tolls and get home. I
yep.
have to pay for the hotel room. There's a
I'm
lot
with
of expenses
you.
To go to a convention.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and,
yeah.
you know, $60 scares me. I don't want to spend that much money on one person.
Autograph. Yeah, exactly.
So I did it for Carrie Fisher only because she's Princess Leia. Come on.
Right.
I mean, really.
She's iconic. That is iconic America, you know.
And then, of course, Christopher
yeah.
Lloyd. Okay,
mm-hmm.
come on. He's Christopher Lloyd.
Right.
Need I say more?
No.
I bit the bullet and did it. But
mm-hmm.
the Walking Dead people were at the convention, and it was $60 to get Daryl's autograph, and I didn't want to pay that.
Right.
Because as awesome as The Walking Dead is, and Daryl is my favorite character, you know what? The Walking Dead's going to be around for a long, long time.
Exactly.
And you will see them at a convention at some point when you don't have to wait 6 hours to get up to their table. And
yeah,
his autograph,
like you said, one of the things that I'm seeing at some of these other smaller, you know, conventions that are starting and running, you know, Fanticon had one of the zombies from The Walking Dead, and InfinityCon had two of the zombies. You know, so a lot of the, you know, the different people who are working in The Walking Dead are getting into these conventions and being, you know, they're being guests. You know, so like
and,
you said, they're going to be around for a while.
And, you know, thank you for mentioning Fanticon, because we went to Fanticon and James Tolkien was there. And you might be saying, who the hell is that? I'll tell you who that was. That was the guy from Top Gun who was the captain of the aircraft carrier.
Wow.
Okay, if you don't notice him from that, then I'll tell you who he was and you will notice. He was the guy that called everybody a slacker into the Back to the Future movies. You're a slacker, McFly, just like your father. Well,
oh, I remember.
I had Christopher Lloyd sign a Back to the Future poster for me. And when I went to Fanticon, I had the poster with me that Christopher Lloyd had signed, and I had James Tolkien sign it for me, too. And he signed on it, "You're a slacker."
Oh,
and he
excellent.
He only charged me $15 for the autograph, and he took a picture with us.
Wow.
And he was the greatest guy in the world. So I guess basically the whole point of my whole tirade is this. The price that you pay to meet somebody really does not have any bearing on how personable that person is.
Exactly.
Because I paid $60 to meet Carrie Fisher, and I was not impressed.
Right.
I felt like, you know, here's your autograph, take my money, next. I just wasn't impressed, but...
Yeah, I've heard that
people,
with some of the different stars, yep.
You know, that talk to you, will shake your hand and tell you things about the movies you might not have known. And
right.
They're genuinely appreciate the fact that you're there for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just an awesome, when that relationship between you and an actor who you identify with as a particular character, when that relationship turns into that level, it's an incredible experience.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And because then you don't just feel like a number. You don't just feel like that you're just taking your money. It's
because just quickly, you know, like I said, I normally don't meet the stars, but our Captain Jack of the Rogues Armada had, you know, beforehand set it up to do this meeting with Kevin McNally and induct him as an honorary member into our Rogues Armada. And I have to say that, you know, like you said, I normally wouldn't have gone and met stars and whatnot, but meeting him, you know, puts a different perspective. You know, he's a nice, down-to-earth guy. We got to talk to him after the show, and he told us some funny stories, found out that his wife is in that Downton Abbey that a lot of people like to watch. So it's kind of interesting now because, you know, very down-to-earth and very sweet person. So it's like I have now a different connection than I would have thought or have even sought out. So, yeah.
You know what's funny? When I was waiting in line to get into the music festival on Saturday night,
right,
I had to go to the bathroom, okay? So I'm walking down the line, and we were like a third of the way back on the line. Last year, there were these two guys standing in line, and one of the guys looked like Sean Connery. And we were standing right behind him. So I was talking to him the whole time, and I went up to him, and I said, "Excuse me, are you Sean Connery?" And everybody on the line turned around and looked, and they're like, "Is Sean Connery here? Really, really, really?" And I was getting on him for looking like Sean Connery, and he got a kick out of it. And, you know, we talked online for a little bit, and then we went into the concert, and that was it. Well, this year, the same two guys were there, and they were standing right outside the men's room. So I walked by, and I said, "Hey, look, it's Sean Connery." And everybody started looking. And I went into the bathroom, and I'm standing at the urinal, and you're never going to guess. Well, you probably will because you just talked about him. You're never going to guess who walks in and stands at the urinal right next to me. Mr. Gibbs.
Oh, my God.
That you're... Yes. Now, here's the thing. Okay, here's the thing. Okay? You're standing at the urinal doing your thing.
Right.
And here comes Mr. Gibb.
Yeah. Oh,
and
my gosh.
He comes up to the urinal right next to you, and he's standing there doing his thing.
Yeah.
Now,
I have
my thing in my hand.
Oh, no.
He has his thing in his hand.
Oh, my gosh.
And we're both standing there, and I'm thinking to myself, huh, would it be too weird and too creepy if I said something to him? And what exactly do you say to him over a urinal?
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't ask him how's it hanging.
How's it hanging, dude? So I decided to play it cool and just give it a couple of shakes and be cool and just let him do his thing. I waited for him to leave first, and when I came out of the bathroom, Karen was online with Jamie and the lady that we met, and I came out and I said, "Oh my God, you're never going to believe who I just met in the bathroom at the urinal." It was the pirate guy there.
Oh my gosh.
Mr. Gibbs. And
it's funny.
You know, I didn't want to look or anything because I didn't want him to think I was some weird obsessed fan.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did share one story about how things did get out of hand at one when he was in Vegas, and he actually ended up running away because people got a little out of hand.
I didn't want to be that guy, so I just kind of played it cool. Did my thing.
Yeah.
But it was funny.
Yeah, and like you said, you never know where, you know, it's kind of nice with the hominess and the family feel of the Super Mega Fest Hotel, Framingham Sheraton in Massachusetts. What was really cool is, like, when I was starting to, you know, take my stuff out on Sunday morning to pack and everything, I happened to go by the elevators. The elevator's open, and there's Kevin McNally, you know, Mr. Gibbs coming out. And I said, "Oh, hi. Hey, how you doing?" And I said, "Oh," I said, "you might not recognize me. I'm not a pirate today." And he says, "No." He says, "No." He says, "No, I recognize you." He says, "But you're an ordinary, normal person." He goes, "Oh, no, I'm sorry. He said, "You are not ordinary." You know, and it was just kind of, you know, cute and stuff. And he says, I don't remember what he said, but, you know, it was just nice. You know, you see the people and they're calm and comfortable. You're calm and comfortable. Like you said, it's friendly family type of atmosphere overall.
It's awesome. And I was walking down the hallway, and being a huge fan of the original Battlestar Galactica, I'm walking down the hallway, and I hear a Cylon eye.
Oh, I love that.
And if you're a fan of the show, you would recognize that sound.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard it, and Karen's like, what? And I said, "There's a Cylon here."
Yes.
I know it. I hear it. He's here. And I'm going all through the hotel trying to find the Cylon.
Right.
And you know how they got two elevators? They got the one in the lobby, but then a little bit back up the hallway, there's another elevator.
Yeah, you turn the corner, there's another set.
Right. Well, I'm right there. I come down the hallway and I hear I look over and I just see the elevator door close and there's a Cylon on the elevator.
Wow.
So we ran down to the other elevators to the lobby. Karen said, "Where are you going?" I said, "I got to catch that Cylon." So we get on the elevator. We go downstairs. I find the Cylon and I get my picture taken with the Cylon.
Awesome.
And I was talking to the Cylon about the costume and everything else, and it was just a blast. I mean,
oh gosh, yeah,
it was so much fun. You'd love it. It's like being a kid all over again.
Oh yeah, it is. It's kind of like, you know, we have one of those weird triangular devices in the conference room at my workplace. And it makes a sound that is reminiscent of Cylon. I'll tell you, every time I hear that, you know, do that thing when they're trying to do that, you know, conference meetings and stuff, and they have to set the phone up, and it makes that sound, it's similar to a Cylon. I go, "Cylon!" you know. One of the things too is I love watching that series, and at that time I really loved the little Cylon spaceships they had. They're little fighters. I always loved those ships they had.
They were cool.
This fun
and,
stuff.
And
fun.
Aliens. Do you remember Aliens? The movie Aliens. Well,
yeah,
I've seen Aliens.
I've seen what it was, four of them.
Yep, there was four of them. We're coming down on the elevator, and Michael Biehn is on the elevator with us. He played Corporal Hicks in Aliens. And he also was in Terminator and The Abyss. But this story is about aliens, so we'll concentrate on aliens. And we got off the elevator, and Karen was arguing with me that we were getting off at the wrong floor. And he was on the elevator with us. And it was like, oh, my God, you're going to embarrass me in front of Michael Biehn? Come on. If you don't want to get off the elevator, stay on it, whatever. So we ended up getting off the elevator and going to the convention. Well, I went to his lecture, Michael Biehn's lecture.
Right.
And one of the things that's been flying around the internet, a lot of people I'm sure have heard or read, that Ridley Scott is doing Aliens 5 with Sigourney Weaver and Michael Biehn.
Really?
It's been all over the place. But nothing's really been confirmed. Well, let me tell people that are listening right now, you're going to get the scoop. I talked to Michael Biehn in person myself.
Okay.
Michael Biehn said, and my wife Karen was right there with me, she can tell you, he said that when Bullerkamp, the guy that's doing Aliens 5, just did a movie called Chappie. Sigourney Weaver is in Chappie. And when he was working with Sigourney Weaver on Chappie, he wrote a script for Aliens 5 that takes place after Aliens and ignores the other two movies. So this is a completely different timeline, but it picks up where the first one ended. And for those of you who don't remember, Hicks dies, and so does Newt, and the robot gets ripped in half so that it's only a head. So the only one that survives at the beginning of Aliens 3 is Sigourney Weaver. Everyone else is dead.
I remember that.
And Cameron, at the time, was all pissed off because he went through all this trouble and this beautiful story to have them survive and rescue Newt, just to have them kill her in the first 15 seconds of the third movie, and he never liked that. So he cut himself off from the Aliens movies, and that was it. And then he went on to Avatar and everything else. But anyways, this is an Alien story. So Bullerkamp went to Sigourney Weaver and said, look, I've got this story idea for Aliens, and here it is. And he had storyboards and everything else, and Sigourney Weaver loved it. And so Sigourney Weaver and him went to Fox and said, look, we have this movie we want to do, and here it is. And Fox said, okay, well, if Sigourney Weaver's on board and she wants to do it, then we'll do it. So they contacted Michael Biehn and asked him if he would come back and play the character of Hicks from Aliens. And the only thing is, his face, if you remember, he got sprayed with acid.
Oh.
And aliens have acid blood.
That's
so
right.
So the whole right side of his face and the whole right side of his body is all burnt like Freddy Krueger from the acid from the alien blood from the second movie. And they went and they took casts and they did of his face to make the prosthetics and everything. And he said the movie was, they were shoveling all this money into the special effects, getting everything started and everything else. They're going to recast Newt because, if you remember, she was 9 when they made that movie.
Right, yeah. She's not 9
and
anymore.
And that was, 1986. So they're going to recast her.
Yeah.
But he said what happened was Ridley Scott decided to make this movie called Prometheus. And he's going to do Prometheus 2. And Fox did not want to make two Alien movies and have them come out and compete with each other. So they stopped production on Aliens 5 until after Prometheus. But you heard it here. You heard it here, people. Aliens 5 with Corporal Hicks, with Ripley, and with Newt is going to happen. You will see it. It's going to be a reality. And that was probably the biggest news I got out of Super Mega Fest was that.
Cool.
So that's going to happen. So I just wanted to tell people that everything you read on the internet, just because it's on the internet doesn't make it true.
No, that's for sure.
But in this case, I can tell you that it is because Michael Biehn told us so.
Wow.
So there will be another Aliens movie, and it will pick up right after the second one.
That's
and they won't die.
That makes me kind of interested because, like I said, I kind of didn't like the direction that the other movies went. I really liked the first one. The second's okay, but then I wasn't so keen on the last one. So this could be definitely something worth checking out when it comes out.
Well, Michael Biehn told us that because Sigourney Weaver is getting older and older and older.
Yeah,
and
we're all aging.
Yes, and Fox wants to keep the franchise going. So what they're going to do is they're going to recast. In the original Alien movie, Sigourney Weaver was only 19 years old when she made the original Aliens movie in 1979. So they're going to recast the character of Newt as a 19 or a 20-year-old, and then she's going to be the new Ripley and carry on the movie franchise from there.
Sure.
That's what Michael Biehn said. And they're going to use Ripley and Corporal Hicks as a way to introduce this new character and send her on her way and tie her into everything else, which I think is a great idea.
Yeah, it sounds it.
So that was the big news out of Super Mega Fest from Michael Biehn.
Right from his mouth.
Right from his mouth.
Excellent.
And we sat in on a couple of panels that were great. Not all the stars, because you got to remember, people, that these stars are there to work.
Mm-hmm.
And they are getting paid by you buying autographs and pictures.
Yeah, people say, why do they charge
you
autographs?
You know, people get all mad about that, but just think, if for every hour that they're not at that table, that's money that they're not making.
Exactly.
So, they want to be at that table for 8 hours. They want to collect as much money as they can while they're there. So every single star that's at a convention doesn't do a lecture because all the time that they're at the Q&A, they're not collecting money. So when you go to a convention like Super Mega Fest, you're not going to see every single star that's there do a Q&A. But they do have Q&As the whole weekend. Now, we were lucky enough, Karen and Jamie went to see the guy from the 100, whose name escapes me. Karen, what was that dude's name?
Ricky Whittle.
Ricky Whittle from the 100. Karen and Jamie went to his lecture, and they enjoyed it. And we went to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 25th anniversary panel, and that was fun. Michael Biehn was interesting as well.
Right. I've actually never done any of the panels. Interesting.
Yeah, so when you go to the show, if you've never been to a convention or Super Mega Fest, you look at this panel, and they'll tell you they usually have three or four a day, and the ones on Saturday are different than the ones on Sunday. They don't, like I said, because they want to be at their table.
Right.
So they do one Q&A. And you go in, and you actually get a chance to talk, ask them a question. And they'll tell you what's going on, what movies they're working on, what they're up to, whatnot. And it's a chance for you to kind of interact with your favorite actor. It's a lot of fun.
Right.
Basically what I'm saying is if you've never been to a convention and you want to go to Super Mega Fest, not only do you have all the fans, and the fans are what makes it, really.
Oh, yeah.
You have all the fans, all the cosplayers who are absolutely incredible people, all of them.
Yeah.
You ask them for a picture, they will pose for a picture. Don't be afraid to approach them because that's why they're there. If they didn't want you to take their picture, they wouldn't have put all the time and money and love into making that costume if they didn't want people to see it. So if you go to a show, don't...
And like you said, the thing is definitely ask permission and whatnot. A lot of people do not have an issue, and when you ask them, it gives them a chance to get ready, to get the pose the way they want to. You know, and it's
a lot of fun, and you can go and you can get an autograph and a picture with your favorite actor. Just don't get shell shocked when you find out how much it might cost.
Costs,
you.
So you have to bear in mind, you know, your pocketbook, and are you comfortable paying that much? Okay, but you can do that, and you can meet this person, you can get a picture with them, and you can go to a panel discussion and ask them about Aliens 5 or Star Trek 8 or whatever you want to.
Yeah.
And you can go to the dealer's room and pick up a T-shirt, a comic book, jewelry, anything. And the dealer's room is full of
get
stuff.
Get some fangs made. I had that done, and those are awesome.
And you can go to the Saturday night music festival, the Come Together Music Festival, and just hang out, listen to some good music, and have some fun. And you can go out and look at, they always have cars from all the different movies, like the General Lee, Knight Rider. You know, you can go out and check out some classic cars. You can get a hamburger or some chicken at the barbecue. There is so much to experience and so much to do at Super Mega Fest that I can't possibly put everything into words that you can experience there.
Yeah, you know, it's not something we, you know, there's no way that I could see someone being bored, because there is something to do. You just, you know, there's always something, you know. Like I said, you're going to see your friends and cosplayers, there's stars, there's, you know, items to take a look at, or there's something you want to add to your collection. You know, so much to do there.
They have artists there, comic book artists, that will draw a picture of you with Iron Man or Captain America or Spider-Man.
Yes.
So, really, you will not be bored at Super Mega Fest. I can promise you that. My only warning to you is that, you know, don't shortchange yourself, because Super Mega Fest is a lot different than Chase Con or Fanacon, for that matter.
First
of all, there's the travel that's involved. You know, you have to get there and get back. So you have to have the money for the travel expenses. You have to have the money to stay at a hotel.
Right. But what's really nice is you're on I-90. You know, I know from my direction anyway, you get onto I-90 and it's really easy to find the place, you know?
Even from up here in Vermont, you know, you just shoot down to the Mass Turnpike, and
there you go.
You know, you get off at exit 12, and the hotel's right in front of you.
It's beautiful.
I mean, it's easy to get to. But if you're planning on going, you know, just save some money so that you don't get there and, oh, man, I really want to meet so-and-so, but I can't afford it. Just make sure that, you know, I gave you an idea of how much to expect to spend, so that you're prepared when you get there. And of course, if you want to buy a T-shirt or a comic book or, you know, get fangs made or whatever else, you have to figure that into your budget as well.
Right.
So as long as you're prepared when you go and you know what to expect when you get there, you know, everything you know. Should be fine, and you should have a good time.
Exactly.
And the one thing that they started doing last year, which I think was the best idea ever, if you're going to go to Super Mega Fest, I highly recommend you go on Friday night. Because what they do now, well, last year was the first year they did it. You can pick up your wristband in the hotel lobby on Friday night.
That might
not sound like a big deal, but when you get there in the morning and the entire parking lot is full, the parking deck is full, and you got to park in the corporate parking lot of this corporate yard and walk a half a mile to get to the convention because there's that many people there. And then when you get there, the line goes all the way out through the lobby, out the front door, down the back of the building and around the back. And you have to wait 3 hours to get in the door.
Yeah.
Then you'll be wishing that you went on Friday night.
Yep.
Because the last couple of years that Karen and I went, that's exactly what happened. Even though we bought our tickets in advance, you still had to wait online to get up there to get your wristband.
Yep.
And now you don't have to. You print your tickets at home, and you go on Friday night, and you go right up to the table. They scan your tickets. They give you your wristband on Friday night, And then Saturday morning, you get up, you get on the elevator, you go down to the lobby, and you walk into the show.
It's
literally that simple.
That's the way to do it.
I mean, really.
The way I do it, too.
It's that easy. And having the convention at the hotel, you know,
perfect.
If you want to go up and take a break, if you want to go up and take a nap, if you just want to get away from the crowds for an hour or two, you get on the elevator, you go up to your room, you take your shoes off, you hang out for an hour, you get it back on, you go back down to the convention. Or if you buy some stuff and you don't want to drag it around with you, you go up and you
right.
leave it in your room.
Oh,
I mean, it's
really,
so convenient.
And this is what I think is really cool about, you know, the Sheraton Framingham, is that not all of the hotels have this. But say, you know, you get something or, you know, you don't want to bring, you know, you got a certain amount of money, but you don't want to bring it all. They have little in-room safes that you just, you know, punch a four number, PIN number into and lock the thing up so you don't have to be dragging, you know, things that you could be concerned that could be misplaced, stolen or whatever. I like that.
Yes, the Sheraton Framingham Hotel / Convention Center is a beautiful place.
Yes.
It's a great place to have a convention. The traffic flows really nice. Even if there's 3,000 or 4,000 people in there, you got the upstairs, the downstairs. It's such a big area that it never really feels like it's that crowded.
Yeah, it's really nice. You know, if somebody's standing there, some people don't realize, excuse me, and people move. You know, I've never run into an issue. You know, it does flow. That is very important.
So, I mean, if you're looking for a convention to go to, now, have you attended the Super Mega Fest that they do at the, was it the Spring Show,
in Marlboro. In Marlboro.
Yeah, have you ever
April?
Been to that one?
Yes, I did go. I went this April. I did go to it.
Now, is it as good as this one?
I don't feel so. And because
Karen and I were thinking about going to it, but I don't see how it could be better, as good as this one.
I would not say it is as good. It's different. Number one, the hotel that they had it in, if they have it the same place, the hotel is the hotel is back further on the property. And you have to walk a distance across the parking lot, across this little, I don't know if it was a little bridge thing, and then the convention center is after that. The convention center is one floor, and it feels more like a warehouse, much more open. You know, it's say like you wanted to go to something where, you know, maybe the crowds are too much for you. This definitely had no crowd issues. You know, I was glad to have attended, but it doesn't have a cafe in it. It doesn't have a restaurant or a bar the same way. Maybe it doesn't have a hotel, but the convention center and stuff, it's separated. So, you know, I found that, you know, I know it wasn't that much of a walk and whatnot, but, you know, and there's no carpeting. And like I said, it feels like a warehouse. So to me, it just didn't have the ambiance and the feeling of, you know, the Framingham Sheraton Hotel for the fall super mega fest. I really prefer, if I had a choice between what going to, I would pick the fall one over the other one all the time. But it's not bad. But like I said, definitely, it wouldn't be like, oh, I got to go. You know, it'd be like, if some of my friends were going to be there and we wanted to hang out, it'd be like, okay. You know, but it isn't a big draw for me.
So basically, I guess what we're saying, people, is go to the one in Framingham.
Yes.
And you won't be disappointed.
Yes.
I guess. I've told you what
agree.
I think
That's
about
my
it. I've attended hundreds of conventions.
Mm-hmm.
I know how they're run. I know how they operate. I highly, highly, highly recommend Super Mega Fest. I've told you the few things that I thought could be improved, but those are so minor compared to the excitement that's in the air. The fans are just awesome. The cosplayers are incredible. The staff at the hotel is extremely helpful and pleasant. Yeah. The rooms are very clean. They're very spacious.
Right. And the air conditioning is great, too. It blows out in the room. You got circulation. You got hot water all the time when you want to take a shower.
No clumps of hair in the shower.
Oh, very clean. Yeah, very clean.
I mean, this, if you've never gone to one, you're thinking about going to one, this is the one I would go to.
Yeah, I second that.
I mean, these smaller ones, you know, like Chase Con and things like that, you know, they're fun when they're local.
Yes.
You know, but they just don't compare to a Super Mega Fest. They just don't. I mean, even Fanacon, you know, it was fun.
Right, right.
It just wasn't Super Mega Fest. You didn't have the people,
no.
You didn't have the fans, you didn't have the cosplayers, no. And they're the ones that make it worthwhile.
It's a good experience. Like I said, the overall experience. I mean, like you said, the costumes, the vendors, the guests, they got music, they got comedy. It's a great hotel. For me, you know, like I said, if I could only choose to go to one thing, you know, as far as like the pricing and the travel and everything, if I could only go to one convention, seriously, that's the one I want to go to.
That's the one that we never miss. We'll do Chase Con in Saratoga. We'll do Fanacon in Albany. And
local?
Local. And then
right.
Super
yeah.
Mega Fest. And
yeah,
that's it.
Exactly.
So I guess that wraps up our Super Mega Fest show, unless there's anything else that you wanted to mention about Super Mega Fest that we missed, which I can't imagine.
I think we covered everything.
I mean, I think we pretty much said it all.
Yep, you got it.
Super Mega Fest is definitely awesome. It's definitely worth the trip. Check them out on Facebook. Super Mega Fest, you'll find them. They're right there. And, Super Mega Fest is definitely worth going to. So I guess that's going to be the end of another awesome show.
Awesome.
Hard to believe. Isn't it hard to believe how quick time flies by?
Well, when you're having fun and talking about things you enjoy, you know, it goes by quick. You know, like I said, you know, even Super Mega Fest, it's a whirlwind of fun.
It is. You will spend the entire weekend there, and when it's over, you'll be like, where did it go?
Right. Can't wait
to
go next year.
We're driving home. We're driving home, and all the way home in the car, all we're doing is talking about everything that happened at the convention because it takes that long to sink in.
Yes, yes.
I mean, it's just, I can't put it in words, the amount of fun that you have. And if you've never been to one, the first time that you run into Iron Man in the hallway, it's just something you'll never forget.
Right.
I mean, because these people, like the Iron Man, they're actually, they have the hydraulics that make the helmet pop up and down. They've
yeah,
got the
a
light,
lot of people
the
put a lot of work into their costumes.
I mean, I saw a guy that was dressed up as the Marine from Predator, the one with the big machine gun that spun around.
Right.
And I was just like, wow, he had a battery pack in the thing so that it would spin around and light up like it was firing and stuff. And I mean, just incredible. You feel like you stepped onto a movie set.
Yes.
It's just that awesome. It's just so much fun. I can't speak highly enough about it. So, you know, with that, I guess we're going to wrap up the show. I guess we're going to wrap it up. So we won't have a show on Thursday night because obviously it's Thanksgiving. So I decided to do the Super Mega Fest show to talk about Super Mega Fest for you guys so you get an idea of what these conventions are really all about. You hear me talk about them on the show all the time, but we never really have a chance to really get into what goes on at them because we have other topics to cover. But I thought we'd do something different tonight, so we did.
Cool.
If you have any questions, you can always get in touch with me on my Facebook page. Just shoot me a message, and I will get back to you. I always answer everyone that messages me.
You can find us on our Facebook page, or you can find us at Blog Talk Radio. Either way, I will answer you. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, again, message me, and I definitely will get back to you. Check out the Rogues Armada on Facebook as well. Awesome, awesome pirating group. Check out Super Mega Fest. Check out Super Mega Fest on Facebook. You'll see pictures of all the costumes and stuff that we've been talking about, and you can check out their schedule and see what you think about it, because that's really what it's all about. And, you know, don't be afraid to ask a question. You know, if you have a question, ask it, because the only dumb question is the one you didn't ask. So if you're afraid to go to a convention, if you've never been to one, please go to the Facebook page and ask me. I will answer you. And if I can't answer you, I will put you in touch with somebody who can. They don't call me the guru for nothing. So I can definitely put you in touch with whomever you need to be in touch with to find the answer to whatever question you want to ask. I will get you the answer. I promise. And with that, I'm going to say goodnight. So thank you for calling. It was great to hang out and chat with you for an hour.
Oh, it was awesome. Yeah,
an hour and a half.
Before. Yeah, this is great. Talking about things that we love to do. Hey.
And I was kind of hoping that Pirate Dave would give us a call.
Right.
I sent him the thing I was going to talk about. I want my knife. But maybe next time.
Yeah, maybe next time.
But, you know, it's a lot of fun. I mean, I have, you know, we have as much fun doing the show. I mean, we talk about all kinds of stuff on the show.
Cool.
And, you know, we just have fun. And that's really what it's all about.
It is.
And I mean, it is. So if you've enjoyed the show and you've enjoyed listening to us talk about Super Mega Fest, check them out.
Yeah.
So thank you for giving me a call and spending some time with me tonight. And
oh,
I
pleasure.
Will get onto the Facebook page, let you guys know what the topic of the next show will be about. GM Chris and David will be back on the next show, and I'll get that schedule on the Facebook page for you guys. And if you're new to the show, thanks for joining us. And we always do a show Thursday at 6:30, except for this one because of Thanksgiving. So we'll be back the same bat time, same bat channel. And if you missed the show, you can go to Blog Talk Radio, go to Trek Talkin', and you can listen to the show after the fact. So you can relive all the fun and excitement that we had tonight. You can relive it over and over and over and over and over again.
The internet is forever.
Isn't it awesome? So
cool.
I'm going to wrap up the show with Locutus of Borg. And I got to say thank you to Victoria for taking some time out of your busy schedule to spend with us.
You're welcome.
And maybe we'll have you on again. Definitely.
Yeah. Sure.
I wanted to do a cosplay show, and I was going to see if I could get Johnny Arrow to come on.
Oh yeah, Johnny. Oh, Johnny and Roxas are amazing. You want to talk about people? You know. Do their own cosplays from scratch. You know, I was just amazed at the anime characters that they had put together for ChaseCon. Just amazing the different skills and talents that some of these cosplayers, especially like you said, Johnny has and Roxas, knowing them personally, they're not only are they amazing artists, but they're amazing, wonderful people too.
So, you know, maybe we'll get together and we'll do a cosplay show.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that would be fun. We can talk about where you get inspiration for these costumes, where you go to buy the stuff, who you can get in touch with to make them, all that stuff. Maybe we can actually set up a cosplay show that we can do maybe before, right around ChaseCon time, maybe.
Yeah, that sounds like it could be a good idea.
And, you know, just have some fun with it. So, listen, Victoria, 5 a.m. rolls around pretty quick. I got to get to jail.
Yeah.
So I got to hit the hay. And but, you know, anyways, thanks for joining me tonight and talking about Super Mega Fest and sharing some of your experiences with the Rogue Pirates. And
yeah.
we will talk to you again in the not-too-distant future. Thanks a lot for joining me. Good night.
Good night.
I am Locutus of Borg. Resistance is futile. Your life as it has been is over. From this time forward, you will service us.